Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting second. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting third. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Camilo Pasquale. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Camilo Pasquale. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Joe Cunningham. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cam Carrion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlin. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlin. And now, play ball. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is called out on strikes. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Pasquale covering, for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is called out on strikes. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Allison. Maxwell reaches second base with a double. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Maxwell scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carrion moves to second. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-1 in the game. Cunningham hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carrion scores. Horlan moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Horlan moves to third. Cunningham moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Camilo Pascual is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascual strikes out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-1 in the game. Rollins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Verhals moves to second. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-1 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Power for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-1 in the game. Hershberger hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-1 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Horlan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hall for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-1 in the game. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Killebrew reaches second base with a double. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-1 in the game. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-1 in the game. Batty takes first base on ball 4. Killebrew moves to third. Allison moves to second. Zoilovir Als is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vir Als is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vir Als hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. Killebrew scores. Allison moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carrion hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Horlan strikes out. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cunningham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Camilo Pascual is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascual is 0-for-1 in the game. Pascual hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-2 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rollins moves to second. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-2 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Ward moves to second. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Maxwell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ward scores. Hershberger moves to third. It's 3-1, White Sox. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hansen is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Allison is called out on strikes. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Batty strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Horlan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaals is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Verhaals strikes out. 1 out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Camilo Pascual is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascual is 0 for 2 in the game. Pascual is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 3 in the game. Power hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 3 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward juggles the ball. That's an error on Ward. Hall moves to second. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Allison hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hershberger. Allison reaches second base with a double. Hall scores. Killebrew moves to third. It's 3-2, White Sox. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Batty is walked intentionally. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Verhals hits a fly ball towards left. Maxwell catches it and throws to home to double up Killebrew. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 3 in the game. Hershberger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hershberger. The throw from Batty and he is safe. Hershberger steals second. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. Jim Landis pinch runs for Charlie Maxwell. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 3 in the game. Hansen hits a pop-up towards short. Verhals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Carrion hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hershberger moves to third. Landis moves to second. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Horlan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cunningham hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hershberger scores. Landis scores. Carrion moves to second. It's 5-2, White Sox. Tommy McCraw pinch runs for Joe Cunningham. Bill Plyce now pitching. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 4 in the game. Fox is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Jim Landis now playing center field. Floyd Robinson now playing left field. Mike Hershberger now playing right. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Allen hits a line drive towards short. Hansen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lenny Green pinch hits for Bill Plyce. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Rollins hits a line drive towards short. Hansen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 4 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.